The Food Print Experience is a pop-up catering market stall. It's founded on the permaculture ethics of people care, earth care and fair share.
All right, so what inspired you to start this?
I have been studying at Central Queensland University, the postgrad diploma in permaculture. So it's based in Adelaide and we have a cohort all over Australia. And we had to develop a capstone project. So this is where my business has formed and grown from there. I'm still studying and we'll be going into the master's next year. So I'm in the implementation phase of the project.
What is that phase involved?
It's actually been the design process, looking at how to actually put together this business idea and using the permaculture ethics as a lens to actually design that. So it's been an ongoing design process where I take a look at certain aspects and details and then I expand on those in a holistic way. So looking at it from a bigger picture and how that affects the people in our community, how it affects the environmental factors, and then how we can bring that back together to create something that's really impactful in a positive way.
So is it up and running yet or are you still in that process?
It's up and running. I developed a minimum viable product, which is the food, and now I'm selling at market stalls at Plant Forboden on Friday nights, and I'm also at the Organic Corner store on Thursday mornings, which is a cooperative food market.
So what sort of things are you selling?
There's quite a variety. I do sell kangaroo burgers, ethically sourced pork rolls, and then there's a number of vegan dishes, vegetarian dishes, so frittata, vegan and gluten-free arancini balls. But I try and source things seasonally and adapt my menu to the seasons.
So tell us something about ethically sourced pork, because that's a big one.
The reason I've chosen to still serve meat, even though there are quite a lot of impacts on the environment from eating meat, is to empower people to make a choice and understand where their meat comes from and the processes and options that are available to them. So I specifically source from Atherton Farms. They run a free-range property. I was actually out there at the farm on the weekend. I had a beautiful tour with Neil, the owner, and got to meet the pigs, which is kind of heartbreaking in a way because you know where they're going, but it just gives people the option if they can't give up meat, then they've got an alternative that has less damage to the environment.
And more kindness to the pig.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely.
Because I think that's a very important part of it if we are going to be meat eaters, and many people will be, that sense of the animal welfare, before it ends up on our table is very important.
Definitely. And that's something that's really important to my business. And then the other reason I serve meat is the option for kangaroo. I choose that because it is wild harvested. It's one of the most sustainable meats that we can eat. And the company that I source the meat from have special quotas that they have to meet to ensure that they're not culling beyond population. And they only cull the males, not the females, that kind of thing. So again, it's looking at where the meat comes from, the impacts that it has and how to source that in a better way.
So what sort of response have you had from people, you know, when you've been out there selling these things?
It's mixed. So some people kind of turn their noses up at kangaroo and other people get really excited. There's a lot of questions. I always specifically say that the pork is ethically sourced. So sometimes people come with questions for that. And other times people are just excited to see something different on the menu.
All right, now this is a social enterprise. Can you tell us a bit about that part of the business?
The second component of the business is providing work experience and employment opportunities for disadvantaged community. At the moment, I have a partnership or working on partnerships with different organisations to create opportunities for people that have found other avenues for employment difficult.
So how many people other than you are in this?
It varies. So volunteers can go up and down. So at the moment, there's only a couple of us involved, but I'm definitely open to anyone who would like to partner or volunteer and get involved in the project.
All right, so having got the project this far, how are you feeling about it? Are you feeling excited about it?
Absolutely. I am so excited to be a part of this. It's something that I've imagined doing for quite a long time. I've had a background in travel and hospitality, and I just want to do something that can have positive impacts within the community and on the environment.
All right, so what's been the most surprising thing that has happened in this process?
Surprising. Oh, gosh, you've got me on the back foot there.
Because I'm sure it can't have gone all to plan, because you're in reasonably uncharted territory. You know, there's not a sense of just, well, we just do this. You're creating it as you're going, aren't you?
I'm absolutely creating as I'm going. So I think it's been a huge learning curve for me personally. I'm not trained as a chef. There's been some failures in the kitchen that I've had to modify and work with. And I actually share a kitchen with a business called Five Little Figs in Paynham. And the chef there sometimes pops her head in and tastes some things and gives me some tips. I think it's been the biggest thing for me is to really draw out some creativity and how to work with seasonal produce, how to work with those failures and turn them into successes.
So would you describe yourself as a foodie? Do you like playing with food?
Absolutely. I love food. So I enjoy eating it. I enjoy cooking it. I enjoy sharing it. And I think that's what this business is about. It's about bringing people together, sharing food, understanding where it comes from and telling stories to create that community.
So how easy is it to source in-season food? I mean, Adelaide, we're quite lucky. We've got a lot of stuff we can access. How do you find that process?
Sourcing local seasonal food is relatively easy, although it can be hard to always stick to that seasonality and finding those little pockets of urban farm production. It's out there, but sometimes it's not available on the days that you might need it, or you have to drive a certain distance to get it. So the third enterprise that I'm bringing into this project is the Foodprint Farms, which will be looking at how to create hyperlocal food with the community. I've submitted an application for Fund My Neighbourhood to trial five what I call farmlets. It's really home gardening, but we're scaling it up a little bit. So turning it into a cooperative where we grow food, we share food, and then we also sell it to local restaurants, cafes, and of course the Foodprint experience business.
All right, so how does it work? Is it people's backyards in the suburbs somewhere?
Pretty much, yes. Front yards, backyards, we're turning lawn into food. So
where are you starting with this?
In Campbelltown area, which is my local neighbourhood, just because it gives me quick access and I can build a community in the place that I live. And then I'm hoping once the trials are successful, then we can start extending that out and assisting other communities to actually do the same thing.
So whose yard are you starting with?
A local neighbour who's pretty keen. He's already got a shade house and offered some space. Because the Fund My Neighbourhood grant application requires your community to vote, what I'm doing is actually reaching out to community members, local neighbourhoods, and asking if anyone would like to volunteer their yard. It could be any number of people at this stage.
So you're still waiting to see that one?
Yes.
So he will grow local produce and sell it to you, and then you will take it and create foods at your cafe?
Yes. Yep.
That's certainly a really interesting thing to turn those backyards back into sort of produce-bearing things, because that's always a thing when you grow vegetables in your backyard. They produce heaps. It's really hard to just produce enough that you need. It's like, I would like to grow my own tomatoes, but I don't feel like bottling hundreds of them.
Exactly. And so then what that can actually do is grow workshops from that and other community activities. So it could be a sauce making day, and then we share out those sauces. It could be pickling, jamming, that kind of thing. So there's quite a lot of subsidiary components to it, or activities that can come from that.
Yeah, right. I'm really interested in your concept of hyperlocal.
Hyperlocal. So that's why I've developed this Foodprint Farms concept, so that I can reduce food miles, because there's a lot of fringe farms where you can access food, but I'd like to be reducing that even further, so that I can actually jump on a bicycle and go and source or harvest some food to then put in my kitchen and serve to people on my menu.
Have you spoken to the council about this?
I'm waiting for them to call me back for an appointment.
It'll certainly be interesting to see what their response to that is.
Yeah, I have touched base briefly with a couple of council members and they sounded excited about the idea. And I'm lucky to live in a council area that really promotes food and growing own food and food production and food reducing food waste.
All right. And you will be at the Coffee Fiesta on the 5th of November?
Yes. So I've got the Coffee Fiesta coming up on the 5th, which is going to be a great day, really exciting. And then the following week, I'm also at the Gawler Sustainability Festival, and I think that's on the 12th.
And how will people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. A website is currently in the developmental stages, but that will be promoted through the social media platforms as well.
All right. And on site, you've got... Foodprint experience and a big banner, they just find that?
Absolutely. So in Plant 4 Bowden, I'm in with the food stalls, so there's a big sign that you should be able to easily see me. And at the Organic Corner store, it's a family market, so I'm pretty easy to find there too.